Chuy de Cabra, The Journey Home, El Chupacabra, by Max Zubayez. Copyright 1998 by Max Zubayez. All rights reserved. Except as permitted under the Copyright Act of 1976. No part of this book may be reproduced in any form or by any electronic or mechanical means, including the use of information storage and retrieval systems, without the permission in writing from the copyright owner. Narration by Max Zubayez. Cheche, the land of the free. You have to take control of your environment. Be positive. Focus. That's a bunch of crap, Cheche said sarcastically. You've been out of the barrio too long, Chuy. You've forgotten. If you're a Chicano and you see those colored lights flashing in the rearview mirror, your whole life flashes in front of you. Your heart starts pumping. Sweaty palms. Panic. You're not thinking, did I run a red light? Was I going too fast? You just wonder, has my time come? Is it time for me to go down just because I'm a Chicano? Just because I fit the profile? It may sound silly, but you know at that moment, you realize the land of the free is only free as long as they allow it. That freedom can be revoked at any moment. I'm not talking about immigration, deportation. I'm talking about life and death. I'm saying that cop flipped the switch, and at that moment, my freedom was revoked. Check it out. It's Saturday afternoon. I'm not out cruising the boulevard. I'm on my way home from Safeway with a trunk full of groceries. So you sit there, and your panic turns to anger, and you say to yourself, I'm so tired of this. This is the third time in 2 weeks. The cop says, would you please step out of the car? These alarms go off in your head. It's like fingernails on a chalkboard. Dude, you know I saw this program on PBS? They were studying why the sound of fingernails across a chalkboard sends chills up your spine? They took the sound frequency and tried to match it with other sounds in nature. You know what they came up with, dude? The frequency matches the screech monkeys make when there is danger. Does that mean that we're all a bunch of changos, that our forefathers lived in trees? I don't know. But I do know that when you're a Chicano, would you please step out of the car? It's right up there with every alarm known to man. You're thinking, this is it. The adrenaline is pumping. You move very slow, keeping your hands in full view, trying to keep them from shaking. Could you please open the trunk? The sun is blazing down. The trunk is filled with bags of groceries. You open the trunk. The sun's beating down on you. Would you please remove the groceries and place them on the curb? Calmate, be cool, I say to myself. I start moving bags of groceries, putting my family's food on that filthy sidewalk, moving slow, being careful not to make any sudden moves. Then bam, a bag breaks. The stuff starts hitting the ground. I hear a car backfire. Then boom, I'm on the ground, red watermelon all over my face. Then I realize I didn't buy any watermelon, and poof, I'm out of it. Next thing I know, I'm being charged with attacking a police officer. Now tell me, could I have been more positive? How could I have taken control of a situation I had no control of to begin with? Cheche's words reverberated in Chuy's head. Maybe his cousin was right. Our people have no rights. There is no hope. Just a few hours ago, Chuy was sitting on top of the world, cracking jokes, flirting with female callers as he filled the airwaves of Los Angeles with music. He had thousands of friends with whom he shared his comic philosophies and ethnic humor. Now, he sat staring at the concrete walls of this holding tank at the Santa Monica substation. Would you please step out of the car? Cheche was right about one thing, Chuy thought to himself, like nails across a chalkboard. Chuy the Cabra? The officer's voice invaded Chuy's thoughts. The door to the holding cell swung open and the officer repeated, Chuy the Cabra? Reading from a card in his hand. Chuy did not bother to correct the fractured pronunciation. He stood and exited the cell, following the officer down the hall, like a puppy dog. Chuy followed the officer as he unlocked a series of doors. The last door opened into a small room. The officer opened the door, stepped to the side, and pointing at an officer sitting behind a glass-enclosed counter, said, "Pick up your stuff at the window." Reading the confusion in Chuy's face, the officer said, "You're being released. Pick up your belongings at the window." Chuy experienced a moment of joy, followed closely by anger. He felt like screaming, "Released! Why in the hell am I being held here to begin with?" But he held in the righteous indignation that was welling up inside of him, stepped to the window, and signed for his belongings. With a sigh of relief, Chuy stepped out into the sunlight. He slowly shook his head from side to side and exhaled, whispering in a low voice, "There are times and there are times." "Ain't that the truth? Now, ain't that the truth?" a familiar voice rang in his ears. Chewie spun around and came face to face with the body of a philosopher whose poignant social commentary was his sole companion as he stared at the concrete walls of that cell. Che-che! He almost shouted as he embraced his cousin. Hey, bro, how you doing? Che-che responded as they embraced. How did you find me? How did you know I was here? I didn't think I'd ever get out. Chewie heard himself rambling on and on. Dude, you're talking to a graduate of Barrio Bell Bonds Tech. If you're in the system, I can find you, Che-che responded with a laugh. How did you know I was here to begin with? America's Most Wanted. America's Most Wanted? What are you talking about? You mean you don't know? They didn't tell you? You think it's a Chicano quota thing? They just picked you up? Bro, this is real. It's la verdad. It's the truth. America's Most Wanted call, Channel 7 news call, satellite dishes in front of La Chante. The whole neighborhood is covered with reporters. They all want to know about Chewie the Cabra, Chicano demon of the night and part-time lover boy. What are you talking about? Look, let's get out of here before they show up. We can talk about it later. Chewie listened in total silence as Che-Che spoke. They think you're the one who's responsible for sucking all the life out of those young women, dogs, cats, hamsters, whatever. You know, running a midnight meat market. Evidently, some of the missing girls were regular callers to your radio show. Several of them had passes to your nightclub shows. You know that act you do, El Chupacabra, Un Besecito, and Tu Pescuecito? Well, someone is really doing it, like a vampire thing, and they think it's you. Maybe it is me. Che-Che pulled off the highway into a beach parking lot. What do you mean, maybe it is me? Maybe I'm the one. I don't know. I've been having these nightmares. I just black out. I've been like sleepwalking. I wake up sometimes, laying out there on the beach, and I don't know how I got there. Or I'm driving along the freeway, and I don't know where I've been. Now you stop right there. First of all, don't ever say that again to anyone, Che-Che said with anger in his voice. But no buts about it. Don't you ever say that again. You might feel that way. We all have our fears. But don't you ever say that again. We're talking the law now. We're talking you have the right to remain silent. Get it? Yeah. Now let's talk about what's been going on in the life and head of Chewie the Cabra. That's just it. I don't know what's going on. Okay, let's start with the sleepwalking. You've been sleepwalking since you were a little kid. So what's the big deal? That was a long time ago, long before this demon of the night, El Chupacabra thing started. That was different. How was it different? I would go to sleep first. Now I'm at the club dancing. I'm getting into it, feeling the music in ways I never felt before. It's almost primal. Then poof, I'm somewhere else. What do you mean you're somewhere else? Like not in this world, like not here. You just disappear off the dance floor and no one notices? I don't know if anyone notices. That's the point. I don't know. Come on. You would think your partner would notice. Yeah, that's right. You would think someone would notice. But no one has said anything about it to me. No one. Trust me, if you were disappearing, someone would notice. Sounds like you've been blacking out. Let's get you a checkup. I've been there, done that. I was having these headaches and dizzy spells, so I figure I must have some brain tumor or blood clot in my head, so I go to the doctor. The doctor says I'm in perfect condition. I had my eyes checked. My vision is perfect. 20/20. I ask, how can that be? I've worn glasses since I was a kid. The doctor says, it happens. But how, I ask? Gee, I don't know, but it happens. So since your eyes got better, wearing your glasses has been causing you to lose focus, get dizzy, and black out. That's what he thought. But I hadn't been wearing my glasses for some time because I was getting these headaches. So are you still having these headaches? No. I have a new kind of headache, like what's happening to me. My whole life has become one big headache. It must be Carmen. Remember our cousin Carmen? She would get embarrassed and she would close her eyes and say, I can't see you. You're not there. Well, maybe it finally worked, Che-Che said with a laugh. Yeah, the curse of Carmen, Chewie joined in laughing. The laughter dissolved into an uncontrollable silence, and they sat there for the longest time, not saying a word. I'm in trouble, bro. Yeah, I know. Don't worry. We'll fix it. We'll fix it.